Welcome to Kingdom Connections with Prophet Evelyn Derry, where you will be empowered on your journey in Christ. Let's get in the very presence of the Lord so that the Holy Spirit can fill this broadcast. Hallelujah. We are expecting a holy visitation on tonight, that the Lord will begin to fill this broadcast with his holy, my God, hallelujah, presence. God, we thank you tonight, hallelujah, that you are God and that you, oh God, hallelujah, would touch somebody tonight. Come on and get into the very presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is rest. Hallelujah. Glory to God for your spirit on tonight. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah.
I give my
away. Come on, somebody say it with everything in you. I give myself away.
I give myself. Generation
of surrender singing,
I give myself away.
That is positioned for God to do something incredible through this generation.
I give myself away.
A generation completely unafraid to lift up their voice and say,
I give myself.
God, we're not afraid. We have no fear. We sing it.
I give myself away.
Say it for the generation of the earth who are longing and looking for you. Come on, say it.
I give myself away.
You're saying, God, here I am. I withhold nothing. I give you my everything.
I give myself away.
So you. I love not my life even unto death. I say,
I give myself away.
You might not even know what that completely means, but God's looking for a generation.
I give myself
who will say it unashamed. Come on, lift up your voice just one more time and say it.
I give myself
away. Give myself away. I give myself away.
Good evening, good evening, Kingdom family. This is your host, Prophet Evelyn Derry. We're so excited tonight to have you here on Block Talk Radio, and we are doing something terrific tonight. We're also extending it to our Periscope family. So to my Periscope family, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Towards the middle part of this, we will actually begin to have questions and answers. So if you would, just go to blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Derry Ministries. We're going to put the number up for you, and you'll be able to actually call in if you want to be live here on Periscope and Block Talk Radio. All right, so tonight we have something awesome stirred up for you. Goodness gracious, we're in our relationship series, and on tonight we're going to begin to talk about the reflections of love. And I want to talk to you about a topic tonight that we heard an old blues singer say. B.B. King says, the thrill is gone. Good God Almighty. And many relationships, we find that they start off all pumped up and ready to go, and then they get into the relationship and they find that some things have gone wrong. So on tonight, we're going to take a good look at a few situations. We're going to tell you some dilemmas, and we're also going to give you some approaches on how to handle the various situations. So the first question that I hear many people say is, how did the thrill go? How did this relationship fall apart? Well, it can be a result of several different things. First of all, it can be a result of a cheating spouse, betrayal, disappointment, deceit from someone. There are so many different reasons why a relationship starts off at emotional bliss, everything is going beautiful, and then they run into a pitfall. Now, I want to just ask you this question for those of you who are tuning in right now live on Periscope, and also for those who are on Blog Talk Radio. I want to ask you this. Is your relationship in a situation where the thrill is gone? I want you to begin to type that in for me. Amen. If you're on Periscope and right now, right there where you are, I want you to save that for me, because tonight we're going to help you. We're going to begin to bring CPR to your relationship. We're going to talk about a few things. And you know, sometimes we have to bring it all the way back to other situations, struggles. And we're going to begin to even take a look at something in the Bible where God began to show me that there was a situation, even in the Bible, where the thrill was gone. And the reason why the thrill was gone is because there was some deceit. There was deception that was taking place. And so many people are facing situations where they lose the desire to work on their marriage, where they lose the desire to work in their particular relationship. And one thing I want to tell you is, after someone has betrayed you, after someone has begun to hurt you in such a way, sometimes it's very difficult for you to get back on track. For instance, if you have a spouse that went out of the relationship and they begin, watch this, to actually seek someone else out, that then can begin to be a damper in your relationship. Because for some people, that's a deal breaker. For some people, they'll be ready to bail out right then and there, because there are some people that just will not tolerate anything like that. They won't tolerate anyone going out of the relationship, and they will actually get out of the relationship because, number one, they feel like they cannot go on. Amen? And so tonight, I want to talk to you about a few things. We're going to talk about the parties of the problem, how the problem started. Amen. We're going to take a look at a few different situations. Now, I want to tell you that I named this, amen, watch this, reflections of love. Can I tell you this? As a reflection of love is a love that you have an image of that you desire to receive. So if you look in the mirror, okay, so everybody that's looking in a mirror, when they look in the mirror, it's what they see is what they want to see. Come on. Because there are some people who are looking in that reflection, and guess what? They would tell you that they're guess what? They don't have any spots, any wrinkles, any blemishes, because that is what they desire to see in that reflection. And so it's the same thing in a relationship. When you're in a relationship and it's a reflection of love, you want that love to be what you desire to be. You should want that type of love. You should desire to have someone in your life that will show you the kind of love that you want to be shown. Now, I want to tell you this tonight, that your love will require you to love with your whole heart, with your soul, with your mind, with your spirit, with all of your emotions. You know what? Love is an action. And when you're in love with somebody, they need to be able to see that. They need to be able to see the fact that, number one, you love them. They need to be able to feel it with everything that you do. Many people just can't handle love, amen, because they don't know how to give that love to someone. So you're going to have to take your time. Find the right person. Take your time and do it right. Listen, you can do it. You can find the right person. But don't spend your whole time looking for someone that doesn't really exist. Here's what I want to tell you, because sometimes when we are desiring a relationship, one of the things is we're looking for somebody to do us like we want to be done all the way. We don't want nobody to have, we don't want to compromise, in other words, okay? And so when you are in that relationship, you have to learn to compromise. You have to learn that there's going to be some things about the person that you really may not like. And so you're going to have to stick with it all the way through to the end. Amen? And so I want to tell you, you need to desire that God will send you a soulmate, somebody that's so connected with you, that vibration, hallelujah, that ripple reflection that's in that water will begin to appear, all right? So that's the kind of person you want to look for. Now, I want you to understand this tonight. Tonight, we're going to take a look at Genesis 29. Now, in Genesis 29, we see a story of Jacob, and Jacob was on a journey. He was traveling, trying to find his family members, and oh my goodness, when he came to the town, he met up with some shepherds. He began to talk to them. He asked them if they knew his uncle, but when he looked over, he saw the most beautiful thing that he had ever seen in his life. Woo, he was startled. He was, my goodness, hallelujah. He couldn't think of nothing better than what was right there before his eyes. And he saw this woman, and he was mesmerized by her. Can you imagine just walking up and seeing somebody that took your breath away, literally? I mean, my goodness, their very essence, it was so beautiful. The radiance in her eyes, everything about her he liked, amen? And then he begins to do some supernatural stuff. See, when you see somebody, amen, this is the type of love you should have. When you finally get that right person, you're going to leap over buildings. Good God Almighty. He actually began to get a supernatural strength. Some supernatural strength came in him, and he said, you know what, why y'all not watering the flocks? They said, we can't. We're waiting on the other shepherds. And he said, wait a minute now. This is what I want to tell y'all. Y'all can do it, but guess what? Step aside. Let the man handle it. And he took and rolled that big old stone away by himself. Listen, he was doing it to impress Rachel because he had seen this beautiful, beautiful essence of a woman, and he wanted to get with her. My goodness. And he decided that he was going to water those flocks. He wasn't worrying about the shepherds. He did it all by himself. And then after that, he went over and he did something that took, my God, and changed his whole life. He went over and he kissed Rachel. Can y'all imagine, amen, glory to God, going over and kissing somebody that looked that beautiful. And the Bible says, and then he wept. Good God Almighty, the kind of love that would make you weep. My goodness, amen, hallelujah. I tell you, some of us have looked all over, and we've never really found that type of love. Hallelujah. But one thing about it, as they begin to have the conversation, he found out that he can go and talk to his uncle, and he could ask for her hand in marriage. He thought everything was great. He thought that everything was going to be wonderful. But can I tell y'all something? There was a trick set up for him, my goodness. His uncle tricked him. He allowed him to think that he was going to be working for Rachel's hand in marriage. And guess what? There was a switch that took place. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. And so this beautiful woman that he thought that was going to be at that altar, that was going to be with him in the wedding bed, and he began to passionately make love and consummate the marriage, only to find out that it was not her. Woo, good God Almighty. That was it right there, y'all. The thrill was gone instantly. When he looked at her, he was like, you are not Rachel. You are not the one I was desiring. And then when he decided, he said, you know what? I'm going to go and I'm going to find my uncle and I'm going to ask my uncle, what did you do to me? He said, well, it's customary that guess what? You cannot have the firstborn. You have to take the firstborn. You can't have, hallelujah, you can't have the younger one. You have to take the firstborn first. So he's stuck in a situation, a trickster. He met another trickster because, you know, Jacob, he had some tricks up his own sleeves, all right? So now he has been tricked.
Here it is, y'all. Dilemma number one. Somebody needs to begin. If you're on Periscope, begin to put dilemma number one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to stay in this thing tonight. Amen. And we know that God is about to do something supernatural. So dilemma number one, he's stuck with a woman that he didn't love. My goodness, hallelujah. Many of you may be in that same situation. You may have been in a relationship with someone because your mother told you to get in a relationship, because your father told you to get in a relationship, your friend hooked you up. Come on, hallelujah. Some of y'all went on some blind dates gone wrong, but you didn't want to hurt the other person's feelings because you felt like you needed to be in a relationship with somebody. Some of y'all got hooked up and messed up, hallelujah. But I come to tell you tonight, amen. If you find yourself stuck with the wrong woman, amen, or the wrong man, it's time to make some changes. My goodness, amen, hallelujah. You shouldn't get into a relationship just because somebody has told you that that was the right thing to do. You need to know that this is the right person for you. I have seen it over the years. I've seen relationships where even people in the church have pushed people up to get married. And they say, you know what? You know what? Guess what? You guys belong together. And they begin to really have some issues because, number one, the church don't have to go home with this person every day, y'all. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Amen. Glory to God. Listen, your family members, they don't have to go home with this person every day. And they don't have to deal with the different things that you may have to deal with. So when you're stuck with the wrong person that you didn't love, you have to make a decision. Either you are going to fall in love with them by getting to know them, or you're going to keep it moving. It's just simple as that. Amen. Hallelujah. Dilemma number two. Come on, go ahead. If you're on Periscope, put dilemma number two. Hallelujah. So this is the thing. After 7 years that Jacob worked seven whole years in order to, he thought he was going to actually have Rachel's hand in marriage, but he actually had Leah's hand in marriage. Then he had to stay with Leah a week, and then he got Rachel. But then it costed him another 7 years of work. Now, come on. He had to really love her in order to stay in that relationship. So dilemma number two is having to share your mate with someone else. My goodness, that's a bad dilemma. Hallelujah. Listen, I can tell you that could be a deal breaker for a lot of people when the thrill is gone and now you're having to share your time with somebody else. And I want to tell you, if you are that person and you're that side man or that side woman, it's time for you to bail right now. You deserve your own. You deserve your own person. You deserve your own mate. You don't have to share your mate with anyone else. And if hallelujah, but in fact that you actually wound up having to share your mate and didn't know about it, then you have to decide whether you're able to cope with that. There are some people, guess what? All bets are off, amen, because you done went out and you done went with somebody else, and there's no way that we can recover from that. All the deal is over. We can't go no further. That's what some people will begin to say. So you have to decide whether or not, come on, you're going to be able to be in this relationship like this, because if not, you're going to have a problem along the line. Amen? Dilemma number three. If you're on Periscope, go ahead, put dilemma number three. All right. Deception. Watch this. My God. The deception that he had forced him into a situation. So if it was a situation of deception, which this was deception, he was deceived from the beginning, then once again, you have to decide whether or not you're going to want to stay in a situation of deception. What am I telling you? Number one, if you got into a relationship with someone and you found out, number one, that they were already married. Now, you sitting up here, you looking at me all strange, but people have already found out that somebody is married in a whole nother state, and now they're trying to figure out, how can I get myself out of this deception? How can I get myself out of being tricked? So the deception was something that you didn't want, but you were forced into. So now you have to decide whether or not you're going to be able to be in this relationship. Now, I can tell you one thing, that there are some times in a relationship that you will find that there's a male that has done things in the relationship that they shouldn't have done. Number one, they may have slept with the spouse's cousin or whomever. And the thing about it, when it comes out, it blows up in your face. And then you have to decide, is this something that I could live with or should I bail? That's something that you're going to have to decide. I can't decide that for you. You're going to have to decide whether you can stay in that relationship after you find out the deception that has taken place. Can you stay in a relationship when you found out that this person has been physically abusing your child? Can you stay in it, or would that be a deal breaker? So those are the type of things that you have to begin to look at. In Jacob's situation, he was deceived. He actually had to deal with a situation. Now he has two women. He didn't want two women. He only wanted one. He wanted the hand of Rachel, but he actually wound up having two. So that was a dilemma for him, all right? Dilemma number four. Number four, hallelujah. We're almost to our midway, so you guys will be able to talk back to me. So I want you to call the number if you can. You can call the number. We'll put the number on the screen for you. You can call in and talk to me live. You can also type in your chat box at the bottom, and we will begin to interact back with you, okay? All right, so the next thing, dilemma number four, he would have to choose either to walk away or to stay. But in this case, Jacob decided that he was going to stay, amen? And he said, you know what, I've already worked 7 years, and it seemed like only a few days. So he decided to stay. He worked another 7 years so that he can actually have the hand of marriage, and he already would be able to marry Rachel, and he would have the woman that he desired. But then every day he was stuck in another situation where he was actually with someone that he didn't love, amen, hallelujah. So here it is. Once again, dilemma number four, you would have to choose whether you're going to stay or whether you're going to walk away. That's a simple thing. I know I keep saying it, but you have to decide. So I can't tell you what's too much for you. You have to know what's too much for you. Dilemma number five, and we're looking in relation to Jacob and Rachel. Dilemma number five, children were born in an unloving relationship in the household. Now, you have to understand, the children that were in the household with Leah, they saw every day that there was no real love in the household. This can be something that can damage the child. The child that grows up in a dysfunctional family where everybody's not talking to each other, there's no love and different things like that, they're going to have to make a decision that when they get older, whether or not they're going to stay, guess what, humble, and actually decide that their household won't be like that. But those children that are in those families, and guess what, they're going through a lot of situations. They're going through a lot of trials. They're going through a lot of tribulations because they're in a household where they're seeing that there's no love. And guess what, the time is being shared. There's a time share going on between the two women. And then you have Rachel who's over here, and Rachel's like, oh, my goodness, I can't even be with my husband. And you have Leah saying, amen. Rachel wanting to be with her husband all the time, but having to share with Leah. And so you have all of these different things that are going on, and the children are in the midst of this. And the children are getting to see this household in a disruptive factor. Amen. Hallelujah. Number six, here we go. The children watch their mother go through hurt and rejection day after day. Can you imagine that? My God. Here it is. You have Leah. Leah is in the house. She's being rejected every day by her husband. Her husband doesn't desire her. And even through the things that she was going through, she decided that she was going to name her children after her pain. So as the children started coming out, she would begin to name her children on how she was feeling. And this is the thing about it is when you are actually in your relationship and you're going through, you don't need to name, guess what, all of your problems, come on, hallelujah, after the problem. You don't need to name your situation after the problem, amen, hallelujah. Now here you will see that the children and the mother would have to make a decision whether they're going to continue on in this type of dysfunctional relationship or if they're going to just decide to love themselves and to find joy and happiness and to bring structure into the home. All right. And number seven, this is going to be our last dilemma tonight. All right. And then we're going to get into some questions and answers. We're going to begin to interact with you guys. All right. So Rachel was barren at first. So here's the thing. There's a situation where Rachel desired to have a child. So if you have a person in your life that is desiring to have a child, that can actually put a real damper in a relationship if the person is barren or they're feeling like they never have a child and they're walking around and they're always upset. So she had a situation where she was barren and she was not producing. So one of the things that I want to tell you tonight, if it seems like some things are dry, if it seems like some things are barren, then one of the things that you're going to have to do, you're going to have to decide, hallelujah, to make a change. And God will begin to speak to your spirit just like he was able to send forth children for Rachel. Rachel actually began to have two children, and just the last one that she had, it was so the labor pains were so heavy and so intense that she actually had died in the midst of her giving birth to her child, and she actually began to name her child Sorrow. Amen. And so you have to understand, you cannot name your child after the sorrow. Amen. You have to name your child, amen, glory to God, after the joyous thing. But the father decided that he was going to name the child something victorious. Amen. Hallelujah. And he named him Son at My Right Hand. Hallelujah. So I wanted to just tell you that you know what, even though you may feel like the thrill is gone, you might feel like some things are all out of whack, you can hang on in there because God can bless you. Now, I also want to tell you this, that when somebody cries, that's not a bad thing, because we saw in the beginning that Jacob cried, but he cried for a particular reason. Robert Herrick says, tears are the noble language of eyes, and when true love of words is destitute, the eye by tears speak while the tongue is mute, all right? So he couldn't really express his love in words. Sometimes you love somebody and you can't even express it by words. Only thing you could do, you can just hold on and know that God is blessing and God is in control. Amen. Hallelujah. So there's going to be some times that when you're in a relationship, you're going to find that you're going to have to hang in there, hold on tight. Help is on the way. Now, I wanted to tell you this tonight. If you would like to tune in, you can tune in to blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Derry Ministries, and you can actually call in. You can speak to me live. And right now, we're going to take a break, so we're going to actually tune out of this. We're going to do a part two with questions and answers. So stay by your phone, and we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. God bless you.
To sow into this great work, you can go to www.impactfireministries.com or mail your donation to P.O. Box 6323, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71112. Call us at 318-562-3500 for more information.
We at Evelyn Derry Ministries would like to thank you for tuning into our live broadcast every Thursday. Your continuous support is appreciated. Evelyn Derry Ministries would love to hear your feedback. Call us at 318-562-3500 to leave a message or inbox us at evelynderryministries@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Remember, you can go back and listen to previous episodes at any time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/evelynderryministries.
Amen, amen. God bless you, God bless you. This is your host, Prophet Evelyn Derry, and now we're going to actually go to our questions and answers part, all right? So if you're tuned in today, go ahead and press 1 to speak to the host, and we have a few questions that we're going to ask you, and we're going to interact tonight because we know that God is opening us all up to be able to talk about these marriage, the marriages and everything about the marriage. We can actually begin to go into all of the different things that will happen. So we have different cases that we can actually begin to study. So we want you guys to make sure that you are tuned in and that you're pressing 1 to speak to the host. And we're going to begin to take a look at our callers, and we're also going to take a look at our Periscope family as we begin to go forward during the questions and answers period. Amen. Hallelujah. And remember, if you're on Periscope, you can call in to talk to us live, and everybody will be able to also hear you and hear the actual feedback. Do we have any callers in queue at this time?
Caller ending in 6338, you are now on live with the host.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, Prophetess Evelyn Derby. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. God bless you.
Good evening. Forgive me. Yes. This is Sister Evelyn in Sacramento, California.
Hi, Sister Evelyn. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God.
Okay, do you have any questions for us, or do you want us to ask you a question? Do you have any questions for us tonight?
You could ask me the question. I think I didn't write down the first one, but I wrote all the way to 7, mostly everything you spoke about.
Okay. My question is, do you feel like your marriage is actually in a good place, or your relationship is in a good place? Does it, you know, need work, or do you feel like the thrill is gone in your relationship?
Well, Prophetess, I don't have a mate or a husband. I'm divorced.
Okay.
I thought you were going to ask me a question about the lesson. I apologize.
Well, okay.
I'm praying, though. Right. I'm praying and believing God for a husband, you know.
Okay. Well, here's my question then. As far as you heard the situation, the dilemma number one with Jacob, and I wanted to know how did that actually make you feel concerning his dilemma that he was in?
The first dilemma was when his father-in-law deceived him with Leah.
He's stuck in love with the woman he didn't love. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah,
so
he tricked him, because at that time they would put a veil over his face, and the man, he couldn't see through that veil. So when they got ready to consummate the marriage, after the next morning she didn't have the veil on, and he thought it was Leah. And that his father-in-law had tricked him. Amen.
Okay, so my thing is this. So do you think that he should have known whether the veil was on or not, that was her?
Well, with the veil, again, Prophetess, I say the veil was so thick that he couldn't see through it. They weren't allowed to see the wife until after, you know, they got intimate. Then she could take
that's
the veil off.
Correct.
But he should have checked her. In the name of Jesus. He should have checked before he had banged with her. Excuse me for laughing. God bless you.
God bless you. Well, we thank God. You know what? A lot of times when you're in a relationship, some things that you think to check for, you know, even when we're looking at this, some people don't actually begin to really get to know the person. They don't ask certain questions, because there are some things that you would really get to know from a person if you would really take out time, you know, to really ask them a few questions, and you will learn things about them. Like, you know, you'll learn that they have certain identifying marks on them or different things like that, and you also probably will learn about things about them and their behavior and the things, because first of all, when you marry somebody, you don't know exactly, you know, what you have to live with on a daily basis. So he was actually in a situation where when he woke up, he found himself in a relationship with somebody that he didn't love, and instantly the thrill was gone. And when you think about thrill, you think about passion, you think about love, you think about all these things, and that was gone instantly, you know what I'm saying? So I really was blessed, you know, even with going over this, because God began to show me that even in the Word we would see different things happening, and when these things happen, people actually get into places, and, you know, they find themselves in places that they feel that, like, there's no return. But in God, he can fix every problem. He can fix every situation. And so even now that you're preparing yourself for your mate, then you need to make sure you work on you. Because a lot of times people will sit around and just keep looking and searching instead of fixing the things that they know they need to change that they had wrong inside of them when they were in other relationships. Because if you think about it, we all have things that we have to work on. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And our problem also what got me was that he took his anger and his bitterness and his resentment out on Leah when it wasn't her fault. She only followed the rules that her father, you know, the laws that her father gave her, you know, because when he got addressed, she couldn't say, no, I'm not marrying that man. She had to follow the laws of the land, you know. God bless you. I really enjoyed this session.
Amen. God bless you. And we want to thank you so much for your love and support. And thank you for being brave to be on Blog Talk Radio. We love you so much. And thank you for tuning in.
You're such a blessing, Prophetess. I watch you sometime in the daytime when I can on Periscope. And I mean, you just strengthen me so much. I thank God for you. And I'm praying for you. And very soon, I have a little gift to send to you. God bless you in your ministry.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you for your support in the past. We really appreciate you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Do we have any other callers in queue? Amen. Anybody from our Periscope family would like to ask a question? I do have someone monitoring the screen. If you would like to ask a question, then we will take one.
Amen. We do have a lot of people that are on tonight, and I just wanted to let you know that if you would like to, you can press 1 to speak to the host, because I do see we do have some new callers tonight. Don't be afraid to press 1 to speak to the host to ask the question. You can ask the question concerning your current relationship, your current marriage, or whatever you feel comfortable with. The number, once again, for those that are on Periscope is 347-884-8992. Don't be afraid to call in and ask your question, or either you can post your question here and we can ask your question and get an answer through Periscope.
Amen. God bless you. I want to thank God for everyone who's here, and I also want to thank God for my Periscope family. We've been having an awesome time in prayer intercession, in which we are definitely going to have tonight at 11 p.m. We thank God for what he's doing in Periscope land and also what we're doing in Black Talk. So we want to thank God. And I want to also just say hats off. We are actually in our year. This is our first year of Periscope, a full year, Blog Talk Radio. We're in a full year of Blog Talk Radio. We have over 4,000 people who have listened to our broadcast, and we want to thank God for that. I think it's 4,700 and something people who have actually tuned into our broadcast. So we want to thank God for everybody who has done so. And we also want to thank God for all of the people who are following us on Periscope, and we thank God for you guys. Amen. And I know it's a little different for me right now because I can't see the screen to actually communicate with you guys and let you know what's going on and kind of communicate back with you. But we do have someone who's monitoring the screen. So if you ask the question, then we can go ahead and go forward with it. Amen. Hallelujah. And so one of the things that I also wanted to say earlier when I was giving my actual dilemmas, I wanted to talk about a man who was in a relationship with his wife, and the baby took sick. The baby actually had a life-threatening illness. And during the time that he was actually in that relationship with her, and the baby took sick, guess what? The mother said she was too scared to go up there because the child was facing death. And so the mother stopped coming to the hospital, and so the father is there. He's rocking the baby. He's getting the baby all excited about him being there, but the baby keeps looking up and asking for the mother. But the mother did not have enough courage to actually go and see her baby in the hospital in that type of position of cancer. The baby had cancer, and the mother just decided that she wasn't going to go up there. But the father stayed there, and things actually turned around for that baby, and that baby was able to come home. But the father decided that he couldn't bear to be with her because she was not there for the child. And so, like I said, you have to just decide what's the last straw for you, what's the thing that's going to be a deal breaker for you, what's the thing that's going to cause you not to want to be in that relationship. And for him, he could not stand being with her because she didn't have enough courage to be with that child during that illness, okay? So you just have to find out if there's something that you'll be able to deal with in a case of that. I know that a lot of us, You know, we don't know really what happened to us if we had a child that was sick. You don't know how would you react to that particular situation. So you can't just say it now because you've never really been through it. That's one of the things that I wanted to point out earlier when we were talking about the different dilemmas that Jacob was faced with, and also the dilemmas that we face in life, where we may actually be faced with a situation where we don't really know how we're going to make it out. But we find our way. We find our way to get out of that situation, and we find our way how to move on. And that's one of the things that you will have to do. You'll have to move on and begin to fall in line. Amen. Hallelujah. So, do we have any other callers? Amen.
Amen.
We do have a caller that is on the email list. Her name is Lauren, and she's from Michigan, and she wants to know, in a relationship, when the thrill is gone, how do you get past the hurt?
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for asking that question. A lot of people go through the hurt process, and it's very, very difficult. One of the things that I found in a situation in my relationship where I was very, very hurt because, you know, things just wasn't going the way I intended it to go in marriage. And so one of the things that I did for myself and I would like to recommend to you is that if you want to work on your relationship and your mate is willing, see, there's two different things that has to happen. First of all, you must be willing to work on your relationship, and your mate must be willing. Both of you have to be willing to work on your relationship. And if you are, then you need to get godly counsel. Okay, that's the first thing. And sometimes what would happen is one of the mates will feel like, you know, I don't want nobody in my business. That's a thing that could be a problem. And so you don't want to say that you don't want anybody in your business, because you really do need to have somebody that you can talk to concerning the matter. And so that's actually what we did. We actually went to a marriage retreat. And on the marriage retreat, there was one-on-one sessions. And so during the one-on-one sessions, we were able to hear from other married people from a male's perspective. The male pastor came in. He talked to us. It was a very awesome, it was a life-changing event. So the male pastor came in and talked to all of the women. So the ladies were out of the room. And then the woman pastor, she came in and she talked to all of the women. And see, when we went to the one with the women, I realized with the women and the woman pastor, I realized that now I can open up and I can actually say, you know, this is what's going on with me. And I was able to talk out my problem and realize that I was not the only one in the room that had the problem. You know, sometimes we're thinking that we're the only one in the whole wide world that has gone through that problem. But if you really talk to a godly counsel or you talk to somebody that's wise, they will be able to give you wisdom on your marriage. And then you will be able to, because first of all, you have to confront the problem. I believe it was Paula White that says you can't handle what you don't confront. So the first thing you have to do, you're going to have to confront that problem. You can't just brush it under the rug. You know, sometimes people just say, I'm just going to sweep it under the rug. I'm not going to worry about it. But you know what? It begins to have buildup, and then things start to crack. Even if you get a buildup, under a rug and it keeps building up and dirt keeps getting under that rug, is going to begin to crack. It's going to begin to break. And so that's what we find a lot of times, is that people begin to break under pressure and they are not able to repair the relationship. So one thing that you're going to have to do, you're going to have to decide that you're going to work on your relationship, or if you're going to leave, you're going to leave. But, you know, just try to give it a shot. You know, if you think that it's repairable, if you think it's something that you can actually overcome, link up with a godly counsel, find somebody you can talk to, go through some group sessions, go through some individual counseling sessions so that you can actually begin to gain your strength. One thing that I think that's really needed, and we haven't seen yet, we do need some marriage group sessions. We need to have more of them. We need to have more marriage group sessions where we have panels of people and everybody sitting out, because a lot of times, and even in the body of Christ, even pastors, even leaders, A lot of times they're hiding their hurt. They're hiding their pain because they have to share their time a lot of times with the congregation. So they're not getting that time that they probably desired. That's not really what they signed up for. They probably signed up for it and made to be there for it. And then they're saying, well, now I can't spend all of this time that I thought I was going to spend with you, and now I'm in another situation, and I don't know how to overcome that. And so that's one of the things that you really are going to have to take a look at is whether you're wanting to release the pain. And after you do it, you're going to have to get to the point where you're not constantly bringing things up. What we have is a lot of times what happens is people will begin to bring things up over and over and over. Okay, if we say we're going to be healed from this, then we got to be healed from it. We can't keep bringing it up every 5 minutes and saying, oh, yeah, well, you remember when you did such and such? Because that's not going to find, you're not going to find that healing point. And I know that, you know, people say, I can never forget, but you don't have to keep throwing it in the person's face. And I think that's one of the things that you can do to heal from it is to talk about it, get it all out of your system, get it all out there. Once you work through it, then don't bring it back up. And sometimes it's difficult because sometimes other people will bring it back up. So you might have said, oh, I forgot about it. I got all over that. And then somebody come and bring it up, and then you're ready to fight again. You're ready to actually hurt somebody because you actually had to go through that. So that's one of the things I want to tell you. Just know that we're here for you. You can actually inbox us at evelynderryministries@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to hear from you. And we also offer godly counsel at our church. Amen. So we want to thank God for you guys. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Well, you guys on Periscope, I don't know if y'all talking back to me or not. It's kind of strange being on this side of Periscope because I can't really see you guys interact with me. Amen. Hallelujah. And also for the guys, for you on Blog Talk Radio, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Now, I do have something that I had somebody to ask me as well, and this was my first actual question that I had written down, so I want to make sure I get that. Because they did ask me a question, and I get it all the time. How do you overcome when your mate has gone outside of the marriage? And to some people, that is a deal breaker. When your mate has gone outside of the marriage, that's a trust issue. Then that builds up. And next week we're gonna talk about when the trust is rusty, because there's some situations that have come up in the relationship that have caused individuals to not be able to trust anymore because they were betrayed by the mate, and if there was disappointment, there was deceit, there were some things that happened, and the spouse cheated. And one thing that a factor that you'll have to deal with if your spouse did cheat is watch. First, you have to find out was it, you know, and you don't, a lot of times you don't want to hear it, but you need to ask the question. Was it protected or unprotected? How many times? You know, you have to begin to ask questions. And a lot of times we don't want to ask the tough questions, but these are things that you have to ask because, number one, you don't need to have yourself being exposed to somebody else out there. Then there's soul ties. There's a lot of other things that's linked up with that. So after that trust is gone, then you have to rebuild that trust, and that could take a long time. So one of the things that they were asking me, how do you overcome when that person has betrayed you? And it's going to take a lot of prayer. And I'm going to tell you, man, you're going to have to pray, because then you're going to have to ask God to remove the bitterness. Because if you have bitterness and unforgiveness in your heart, your relationship will not be able to stand. If you have all of these things going on, you will not be able to make it. So you must make sure that you get it all out in the open. Make sure that you're dealing with every part of what happened and you're able to deal with it. Because if not, you're going to be faced with a situation where you're in a relationship with someone and now you don't know whether or not they have caused you to have to deal with another child being in the midst of this. You don't know what the situation is. So you need to make sure you ask a lot of questions when it comes down to that, because if not, you're going to have some terrible, terrible situations that you are facing, and it can cause a lot of problems, okay? So that's one of the things that I did have a question for from someone. Do we have any other questions?
We have Stephen from Louisiana, and Stephen just wanted to tell you that he enjoyed the broadcast on tonight, and that he will be rejoining us next week on Thursday at 8:30.
Well, thank you so much, Stephen. Thank you for joining us. And I want to tell you, you know, we had actually did, if you haven't done so, for those of you who are actually watching right now and you have not watched Don't Allow Your Soulmate to Become Your Roommate, it's two parts. You guys really need to listen to that because that was an actual awesome teaching. We have had thousands of people to listen to that broadcast. It has impacted a lot of lives, so you want to make sure that you actually listen to that and listen to the ones that are upcoming here because it's going to actually help you to deal with relationships and be able to make it through the various different things that have to take place. Amen. So we want to thank God for you guys tuning in. Amen. Being attentive here to our broadcast. And also, those of you who are on Periscope, feel free to type something in there so that we can actually communicate with you as well, because in a few moments we're going to actually pray, and if there's no more questions, then we're going to get off. But I am excited tonight because I know that somebody's marriage is going to be impacted. I know that somebody's going to repair their issues, and they're going to be able to go on and move on from here. And that's the best thing. That is the most important thing about this. And that's what makes me happy to know that we have come on here and somebody's blessed. But before we do that, I have an awesome person here with me in our broadcast arena here. And she's going to talk to you, not live on camera, but she's going to, I'm not going to turn the camera on her and then actually have her get out of her position. But I want to just thank God for Miss Candy Dennisfield, who's here with me tonight. She's running the actual Blog Talk Radio screen over there to the left of me. Amen. So I want to thank God for everything. Sister Candy, how are you blessed on tonight? Do you have anything you would like to share with the people?
I have been blessed on tonight, and I thank God for what he's doing. And one thing that I do see, one thing that I've learned, let me say that, since I've been married, it'll be 4 years in March, and I feel like I have been married to my husband forever. But I've learned not to harbor things in my heart. Whether I think he was wrong, whether he was wrong, whether he was right, whether it was a disappointment, whether I feel like he disappointed me, whatever it may be, don't hold it in your heart because it makes you bitter.
Yes.
It makes you angry.
Mm-hmm.
It lets all these different things in that shouldn't be in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it leaves the door open for a lot of other things. And I know one thing you will leave it open for is witchcraft. You will become deceitful out of anger. You will do a lot of things out of anger. And I was even speaking with a young lady the other day. She's in the process of getting a divorce, and she told me that she's really mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
She still talks about the woman. She talked, and I told her, I said, you know what that means? That means you're bitter.
Mm-hmm.
If it's been over 2 years and you still talking the same thing,
yes,
and bringing up the same old stuff, you're bitter.
Mm-hmm.
No way around it. You're bitter.
Yeah.
You need to pray because that's making you, if it's somebody that you're not even, a person that you're not even, that's not you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the person to walk around saying, if anybody ever listen, you run into them and tell them what happened.
Yes.
You're bitter.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I've learned, one thing that I know, don't hold it in your heart. It's hard. You're going to cry. You're going to kick and you're going to scream. You're going to have a fit. You're going to want to hit him upside the head. You're going to want to jump in front of your car and you beat the gas. But it's okay. Because as long as you can pray and our Father, he can take away all of it.
Yeah.
He can handle it. So that's what I've learned since I've been living. Because when I look at my husband, I want to see Christ. I don't want to see what I think I should see.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the Christ in him and love him like I'm supposed to love him and not love him based off what I think he should be or who I think he should be or anything like that. I want to love him with the love of Christ. I want to truly love him.
Yeah.
And if I can love him like this,
mm-hmm,
I won't hold nothing in my heart. It's something I can go to God and pray about and God and take that thing away. But I ain't going to preach tonight. I'm not going to preach tonight. I'm just, you know.
Yes. Well, you said a lot of things, and one thing that when a person is bitter, they keep rehearsing the lines over and over. They keep talking about the problem, and we've seen that a lot of times where people are constantly just rehearsing, and they're going over, and they become bitter because now they're talking about how low down and dirty the person was, and they keep talking about them every single day. Well, they haven't relieved that out of them, out of their hearts. And in order for you to be able to go on and to move forward, you're going to have to remove all of that bitterness and unforgiveness out of your heart, and you're going to have to let God repair the marriage, because if not, you're going to constantly have problems. You're going to constantly be in situations that's going to get you down. You're going to constantly be discouraged. So I just want to say, you know, also just having somebody there who's able to walk you through some of those problems is going to be a blessing to you as well. So you want to make sure that you have somebody in your life that you're able to talk to, they're able to talk to you, and then you can work through your problems and your issues. So that is something that I see so many times on occasions with just talking with other couples.
And it can get bad. It can really get bad.
Yes, it can. So you have to make sure that you have a mediator, somebody that you can talk to that can come in the midst of you both and talk to you. And somebody you both will kind of accept to be that mediator, that middleman. You have to have somebody that you could talk to in order to make it through those situations. So I just want to just thank everybody. And did we have anybody else on Periscope or anybody on Blog Talk that would like to share tonight?
Ms. Lampkin, she was on Blog Talk. I thought she had a question.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Well, we want to thank God tonight for, you know, just everybody being here. And if we have anybody from Periscope, because I tell you, she was not looking at the screen when she was talking. Anybody could have said anything, y'all. I was like, could you look down at the screen? I can't see the screen over here. So she was not looking, Candy was not looking at the screen.
No.
So if y'all was talking, she was not looking at the screen. She was looking in the air somewhere. I was like, put your head down, and the people in Periscope need to see, and also the other ones. Hallelujah. So do we have anybody?
No.
Go ahead.
We're going to lift Ms. Lampkin up in prayer tonight.
Amen.
Either for her husband to file, well, back for the boys, or for her to file for the boys, or for God to restore that marriage.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I noticed you were looking down, so if somebody is speaking, go ahead and say it. She is. Okay. Well, praise God. We want to thank God for you all. Amen. Hallelujah. Listening in. And at this time, I am going to lift up a prayer, and then we're going to be able to be off here tonight and go on to our next phase, which will be at 11 o'clock. We're going to be praying. Amen. 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, 12 Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be praying. Hallelujah. And so while I'm praying, if you have anybody that begins to post things up, you just let me know, and I'll actually come back after the prayer for Ms. Lampkin, and who and I'm also going to pray for Evelyn, amen, that God will show her and lead her to her mate, amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. Well, we just want to thank God for everybody here, amen. Glory to God, if you would just begin to get into your prayer zone, amen, hallelujah, and allow God to move right now. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you right now, God, hallelujah, that you, oh God, have put the marriage institution here, God. We thank you right now, Father God, that you are blessing each and every marriage relationship, oh God. Those who, Father God, are seeking for a mate, God, we thank you, Lord, that they will begin to prepare themselves for their mate and their mate only. And God, we thank you right now that your Holy Spirit, God, will begin to stir the people tonight in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we even thank you right now, God, hallelujah, that those who feel like, oh God, that they're in the wrong relationship, God, we thank you tonight, God, that you will begin to lead and guide them in all truth in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we come right now. We want to lift, oh Father God, Ms. Lampkin up right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father, that you are ordering her steps, oh God, in your word, and that your power and your resources are manifest manifesting, oh God, in her life like never before. And God, we thank you that you will strengthen her, oh Father God. We pray that she will wait on your answer, God, that she will not move, oh God, until you speak a word to her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that she, oh Father God, will follow you all the way, God, that she would not deter from where you are sending her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, and we speak a life tonight, God, hallelujah, right here, oh Father God. On Periscope, hallelujah, right here on Block Talk Radio, God, we speak life tonight, God, to every marriage, God. We pray, God, that you would bring the marriages, oh, Father God, to the honeymoon state, God. Those, oh, Father God, who are seeking you, oh, God, for another mate, God. We thank you right now, God, that you are placing a person on that path, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, hallelujah, that if they have not found their soulmate, God, that you will begin to direct them to their soulmate in the name of Jesus. We thank you that there's such a stirring right here now on this broadcast, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're giving hope, oh God, to this generation, oh God, that they will begin to soar high in the things of you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your power and your resources to manifest, oh God, right here, oh Father God, tonight in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up Evelyn to you, God, as she begins, oh Father God, to seek you, Father, for a mate, God. We thank you, Lord God, that the right mate, oh Father God, for her, God, that can handle who she is, God, will be able to show up on the scene in our life, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. It is never too late, God, for you to show up, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you can supernaturally, oh Father God, manifest a miracle in her life. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to give God praise. We want to give God honor, and we want to thank him for what he has done tonight. Hallelujah. We're getting stirred. I am so stirred up right now for the marriages and the relationships. I am thanking God in advance. Hallelujah. For what he is doing tonight. Hallelujah. I want to thank you guys. You have flooded Blog Talk Radio tonight. You flooded, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. The very broadcast. So we want to thank you guys for being here. Thank you for everything that you've done. Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have anybody that was here? Amen. Glory to God. We want to thank you so much. Well, until next time, I am your host, Prophet Evelyn Derry, signing out. God bless you.